Hey GW, it's me, and it's Wednesday morning. And New Year's is right around the corner, and I look so forward to it. I'm really going to put my life in high gear and move forward as quickly as possible. You know, GW, I deleted my last two booze. I just thought it was a little bit too much, you think? You're shaking your head, yes. So I will stop that, and if I want to talk about it, I'll send you an email. But thank you for letting me feel like a normal person and not looking at me strangely. You know, GW, I sit here in my room and I think about so many things that go through my mind. And spirits are high. I'm feeling good. You know, the first 3 weeks, this has been 3 weeks since I've been laid off, and my first 2 weeks were pure hell. And it's amazing how I got through it. It was tough. It was very tough. But I pull myself together and from a few of your emails and with prayer, and I'm trying to move forward with a smile on my face. I guess when I said I was all alone and you told me that I wasn't, I kind of explained it in the way that I meant it, and I think you understand now. But being alone is part of this process that I'm supposed to go through. It has to, because I'm an independent woman. I've always have been. I just didn't realize that I had to be independent on that for now. Like you always say, you're married, even though you're not together. You're right, GW. I'm looking for that prince. And I think I found him. I don't know. I'll know when I know, right? That's what you're telling me. I just know that sometimes he makes me feel like a princess. He's so considerate. Super considerate. And he checks on me. And when he has his friends come over, they're so considerate too. They make me feel special. They're like, oh, can you get out? And I'm like, yeah. And not a problem. And I'll have one side of the driveway and nobody will park behind me. And I offer to move my car and they won't let me. I feel it. And I feel like a princess. I hope he is my prince. I could look into his eyes and I see something. And I feel something. I don't know what it is, but like you said, I'm married. I keep hearing your voice. GW, I know it's hard to believe with my problem that you know about and how I feel about him and being the age that I am. I know it's hard to believe whoever's listening to this, but even though I'm 49, I really am a good girl. I have not been with another man. I have been living a clean life. I don't do drugs. I don't even drink. The only thing I do drink is wine now because it relaxes me. I'm trying to live a clean life and I plan on doing that. It's the kind of friends I keep. And it's my faith. And it's my family. So whether people listening to this boo believe it or not, because it doesn't matter, as long as I know. So GW, excuse me, I am okay and getting ready for the New Year's. And I'm sure you are too. I'm going to go hang out with the hillbillies. That's right, New Paul's. I'm going to crash there that night because I plan on drinking some wine and having fun playing games. I'd rather spend it with one person, but I'm sure he's got plans. We're just friends. That's all it is right now. So, GW, you're still on vacation. Keep enjoying it. I see the weather's going to be beautiful, so enjoy it while you're on it. GW, thanks for always being there, for being my friend, my special friend. Hugs.